I think now is an appropriate time to offer just a brief prayer. Holy and gracious God, as folks go to serve those in need, we ask that you protect all who are involved, all who are present, all who may be experiencing pain or grief, so that your love might be known. Amen. All right. Sorry. Every time I hear a siren, I just think to pray. I don't know if you all think that too, but I just think it's sort of a good thing. What? Your dad goes like this? Yes? That's a great thing to do. And that came out of the Catholic tradition, didn't it? All right. Now, it's our children's time, and our children are already here, which is good because I called them up a little early. And I want to talk to you a little. Is there anyone else who wants to come up? Anyone who's feeling young? No? Even if you're not feeling young, but you just want to come up, you are young. I agree with you. Well, here's what I want to talk about. Now, these last few weeks, we've talked about lots of things in the church, haven't we? We talked about the sanctuary. We talked about the communion table. Last week, you talked with Pastor Darren about candles and the light of Christ, right? You talked about all those things? There's another thing that's really important about being in church and really important about church, and that's music. I think music is one of the most important things that we do in church. And in like our ancient church history, now I know some of you were here last service, so you're going to hear this a second time. In some of our ancient church tradition, some people sang, and they sang songs that they didn't even know the words to. They were singing in just different languages. But the music helped them sort of connect with God in a loving way, in a heart way, in an emotional way. Later on in our church history, we started singing in languages that we understood, and music was a way that helped us to learn about God. Our songs taught us about God. And that was a really good thing, too. I know that some of you have some songs. Oh, yes? We're going to do a prayer at the end, okay? Would that be all right? We did one prayer just earlier, and we're going to do another prayer at the end. I appreciate that you want to pray. That's good. I like that. All right. But I know some of you have a song to sing, right? And it's a song about a big orange ball. And Lewis has a big orange ball. It's a song about a big orange ball. And it's a song that helps us to remember to let ourselves sort of be ourselves. To let our light shine. Right? It's a song. Now, it's not This Little Light of Mine. It's a different song. But it sort of sends that same message, doesn't it? So, for those of you who are singing, I'd like for you to stand up in the way that Vicky has already shown you. And if you're not singing, you can come sit right down here, okay? Okay, here we go. We're going to pray. And if you remember, the way I like to do it is I like to say it and for you to repeat after me, okay? And you all can join in too. Dear God, thanks for helping us with your love and your joy. Thanks for helping us to be ourselves. And to know that you love us all the time, just as we are. Help us to let our light shine. Amen.